Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, September 19th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in again. Thank you, international people out there in Big Call universe, as we congratulate the SAT team for getting us up and running on the satellite system tonight. We didn't have as many listeners last Tuesday as we normally would. We had about 5 million, and we're looking to get to our 19 million listeners possibly again tonight, I hope. So, welcome everybody tonight. Thank you for tuning in. We're here, we're back, and I'm glad you are too. So, I'm looking forward to seeing what Sue's prepared for us tonight in the way of a teaching. And before we get there, though, let's go ahead and pray the call in. And we'll have a great time tonight on the call, on the big call. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you give us, everything that we have, everything that you've brought to us. Every circumstance that we go through is for our strength and edification. Thank you for all that you do in our lives to provide for us, to heal us, and to just bring a great day to us every day. We thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a big time. Looking forward to the teaching. Bob loves it. I loves it. And I'm sure Big Call Universe loves it. So I can't wait to hear what you've got for us tonight.
I just read something.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say. I just read something. And so I'm going to shift.
Okay,
and I have to process this. And it's very big, and I'm going to shift, and you're going to watch me master my awareness, attention, and vibration. And this is called Vertical Favor, and it's dedicated to Pastor Scott.
Yes.
To Bruce, to Bob, to the entire Big Call audience. To the pod, mm-hmm. to J&K, and to especially everything that matters.
That matters, yeah.
Vertical favor. In the scripture, Elijah was a great prophet who did amazing miracles. One day he was walking by a field where he saw a young man named Elijah out plowing. He told Elijah to leave his team of oxen and come with him. But Elijah came from a well-to-do family. I'm sure he had goals and dreams. Elijah wanted him to become his assistant, which basically meant to take care of him, bring him food, set up his tent, and feed his animals. Elijah could have thought, "No thanks. I'll stay here at my own place." He could have been too proud, but he recognized the favor on Elijah's life. He respected his anointing. He wasn't jealous. He didn't get bitter when Elijah offered him what seemed to be a low-level position.
Mm.
For years, Elijah served.
Yes.
Got to make that clear. With honor, yeah. Watching after him and making sure he was comfortable. When you sow into someone with great favor, you're going to reap some of that favor. When you honor someone who has more influence, some of that influence is going to come back to you. I'm sure Elisha's friends came around and said, "Elisha, what are you still doing here serving this old man? You have your own dreams. Why don't you start your own ministry He's holding you back. He could have let them talk him out of his position to convince him that he was wasting his time, but he just kept on sowing, honoring, and respecting the favor connection. Eventually, when Elijah was taken to heaven in a whirlwind, Elisha received a double portion of Elijah's anointing. He didn't just get the favor on Elijah's life, he got twice the favor. Remember that with some of these favor connections that you're sowing into, giving to, serving and honoring, your time is coming. Let me say that again. Remember that with some of these favor connections that you're sowing into, giving to, serving and honoring, your time is coming. As with Elisha, you're not just going to go to the level where they are. You're going to go further and have double the influence, double the favor, double the resources. This is why the enemy works overtime to try to get us jealous of one another, competing and trying to pull one another down. He wants us to get stuck where we are. It's very sweet. When you, there's a little ruffling going on in the background there. It's very freeing.
I had to adjust my headset too.
Okay. It's very freeing when you can celebrate those who are ahead, knowing that the seeds you sow into them, the honor, the respect, the resources, are going to come back to you. But if you're only sowing into horizontal relationships, into people who are at your level, then you're going to see horizontal favor. When you're secure enough in who you are to sow into vertical relationships, into people who are ahead of you, you're going to reap some of this vertical favor. Think about that. And then that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Yes, that's good. Yes, Elijah and Elisha.
Yep.
And Elijah was the older man, and Elisha was the young man that essentially replaced him in his role as a prophet. So that's really good. I like that. I like the fact that going vertical for favor. Going vertical compared to horizontal, you know? What that reminds me of, Sue, and it does you too, is when we were playing tennis, and I had an awesome tennis dream this morning. Incredible. You know, when you sow into people's lives, obviously you're sowing us unto the Lord, you're sowing into their lives, you will reap in due season. Bible says, right? And what I like is this reminded me of playing up in tennis, you know, not trying to play people maybe at your level or below, but try to play people that you knew were probably better than you, and at least drill with them and, you know, do that, run drills with them, practice with them, and so on. And it will elevate your game. And I think this, in a way, is similar. This elevates the game as well by trying to go vertical. If you just hang in on the same level that you are, you're not really going to get much better. You get better playing people that are better than you. You remember that, Sue. You know that, Bob. And that's always a thing. Can you play up? Can you play up? Can you play better? Can you play better with somebody who's better than you? Yeah, that's big. But I really like that idea of going vertical instead of horizontal. And it applies if you're willing to sow into people's lives and sow vertically. If you sow into people's lives, you're sowing into God. And God will bring you that blessing he gave Elisha a double blessing. And that's pretty cool. I like that. So what do you think, Bob? Was that something that you could relate to?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we had talked about this on Tuesday.
Exactly.
And, this time I started to think even more about, you know, being able to rise up and climb the ladder. And I started thinking about this famous spiritual teacher named Hilda Charlton, who wrote a book called Saints Alive. And she was very, very exuberant and fervent in her desire to rise up and to engage with people that were far above her. And she would visit with priests and teachers, and she would always pray to be elevated to a place that was much higher. And when they would all ask her, you know, what is it that you're striving for? You know, who do you want to meet? And her answer was always, I want to know God. I want to meet God.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes if there are times of doubt or there's no one there for you to engage with, that's a vertical engagement, you know, perhaps then, you know, as she did, it's time to reach for God. The ultimate vertical, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, rise from that first rung of the ladder and lift your head, you know, and look to heaven, to all the way to the top rung and beyond, and pray, you know, God, raise me up to the top rung, raise my vibration, and send me mentors and angels, and someday, perhaps, with their guidance and my vertical ascension, I can profess such beauty as they to glorify you.
That's right. That's good, Bob.
That's beautiful.
It's really good. Beautiful. Sure is. Sue, you've been going vertical for quite a while, quite a number of years. Thank you for this teaching, and thank you, Bob, for explaining how you see it. And how do you see it, Sue, and how does it apply, or has it applied to you in your life?
Well, it's interesting. When I was reading it, I was thinking about how Bob moved through his life and told that story on Tuesday. Then I heard you, I'm just going to take my little, it's going to be little snippets. When you were talking about the tennis, I had a tennis pro who was, Nick Bollettieri's protege, along with Andre Agassi, and he was really, really talented. And he got mad at me because I would occasionally play with people. He said, you can't be playing with those people. And that was hard because I thought that was being, you know, giving to other people.
Mm-hmm.
But it taught me a lesson, and it is about going vertical. And here's the super cool concept that I got today. There's a teacher that won't be familiar to this audience, so I'm not going to even give his name. And he was holding an audience, and these people were talking about getting close to God. And he said, let me ask you something. Isn't it?
Bruce, oh, I know who you're talking about.
I know.
Yes,
he goes,
I
let
do.
Me ask you. Yes. This is very poignant. He said, when was the last time you were hungry? The guy says, and I'm thinking to myself, everybody, please think, when was the last time you were really, truly hungry? I couldn't think. I mean, I couldn't think of the last time I was hungry. He goes, well, think about how and what it would be like if you were extremely hungry for God. Mm. And to me, that's that impulse, and it's so strong in me. It's this curiosity, it's this hunger, it's this desire to be one with God. It's a hunger, and I had heard from somebody that I hadn't heard from in a long time, and she was basically expressing the same thing. So think about going vertical as stoking your passion for transformation and your hunger to know people and to be with people that aren't just kind of like, you know, they're out having dinner and having snacks, whatever. They have like a burning fire and a hunger, like Bob's person that he just mentioned. You know, they're known because that's their everything. That's their everything that matters. To me, that's going to be a very significant piece. And you'll hear about it in my segment. That's going to be a very significant piece, not going horizontal, going for the favor of the highest knowledge and wisdom of God. So that's all I have to say.
It's good, Sue. It's really good. You know, God calls us to hunger and thirst after his righteousness. Even though we are the righteousness of God in Christ, we're still called to hunger and thirst for righteousness. So that's good to know. And that's a great example, Sue, what you just said about hunger and no. I hope most of us.
Yeah. And like a burning, you know, in your belly, in your body, what gets you up in the morning? I mean, if it doesn't, it's not, it's like that, especially when you have the resources to then have that, you've got all, that's the interesting piece. And you talked about, you know, going away and being quiet with God for, you know, 2 weeks to fast almost. It's like fasting.
Yep.
From the distraction of the world, that is a very powerful possibility. And I cannot wait to get to their prayer requests.
Oh, good, because I have one also, Sue.
But I have a big one.
I've got one I'm going to bring up again. Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to start right away. Because I have no idea how this is. I have, so Bob, be on alert. Bruce, be on alert.
Roger that.
Here we go.
Okay.
Prayer request. Please review before you read this. And everybody, please just gather around because we've got to come up with a solution. I mean, I already started. I instantly design it, but let's see. This is a great anguish and anxiety. Sometime in the last couple of months, when kids were in school, spouse was at work, and I was either in the hospital or rehab. This is coming from Pastor Scott.
Sounds like it, yeah.
My black leather satchel that held
no,
my
gym
was taken from my home. We trusted only a few, I mean, heavy. We trusted only a few friends, a couple of pastors. We've looked at every possibility as to what could happen, and I'm gonna give my golden suggestion first. Only
Hold on, are you
people,
done reading what he has to say?
No, only a few people know of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going into the numbers. Not sure how you read this, but I need prayers. I'm not sleeping well at all. Thanks, everyone. Love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. I'm going to do a prayer on that, but I'm going to go to solution. I used to train the people that worked with me. I when I had something really big, I'd go solution gold. Like it was like divine
right.
solution. So here's what I'm going to suggest. I can't handle a mailbox of people trying to get to Pastor Scott through me. Cannot do it. What if we said, if anybody wanted to donate, and what you're going to do, Pastor Scott, I'm sure you're listening, do we have permission? Think about it. Just give your email direct and let you connect with people that might be willing, that has one Zim extra to give to you, a 50, a 10, or whatever. That's my solution so far. Bruce, Bob?
That's a good solution. Let me say, this has happened before on the big call. Remember, it's been going on 13 years, Pastor Scott. And we've had a situation where currency was stolen or lost. And we've prayed for that situation to be resolved. So I'm going to say I agree with what Sue is saying about being open to letting people contact you if they're willing to donate to you.
And he's got to send me the email. Yes, go for
it.
Like,
send it right away.
In this, or else, you know, in the next few minutes so that you can say it at the end of the call. Okay?
Well, you can say it at the end of the call because I'm not going to be able to read it. So
okay.
That's one way to do it. The other thing is I'm just going to pray that it shows up supernaturally, that it comes back. This black satchel that you had your currency in is returned to you and brings everything that you had in it back to you securely, safely, and in good order. I'm just believing and speaking that into existence, that that would happen, that it would supernaturally appear back in your possession in Jesus' name. All right, Bob, what is your solution to this problem? We go to the solution. We don't focus on the problems.
Yeah, so my suggestion would be to sit quietly and clear your mind and imagine that that satchel is connected to your heart by a gossamer thread, a thread of light, like a fishing line that's made of light. And just imagine that at your heart there's a reel, and you can quietly sit and turn that reel with your hand and imagine that it's pulling that thread towards you and winding it around the reel, and it's reeling in the satchel as you reel. And absent that, just know that as part of a great team of people all throughout the big call, through many, many countries, that when the time comes to implement your projects, to help your family, to help yourself, there will be many thousands of big call listeners, supporters like me and Sue and Bruce that will help you to execute all of your dreams.
Okay. Thank
beautiful.
You, Bob. That's a great suggestion, too. And I have
one more comment
to make about this, Sue. Hold on one sec. Let me say one more thing until Sue goes. And that is, you said that there were a few people that maybe have known the whereabouts of this black satchel. Is it possible that any one of those could have taken the satchel in safekeeping for you, not knowing what your outcome from these strokes in your hospital and from the rehab center and all that would be? Is it possible that one of them has it in safekeeping and ready to bring it back to you? That's a question that I have that just came up to me.
And I
Go ahead.
I haven't heard back from him, so I'm going to say a prayer and then I'm going to ask you two whether we should just, if there's any reason why giving his email would be anything difficult. Let me say the prayer. Let me say the prayer first. So let's everybody gather together, and we know and we've witnessed Pastor Scott going through tremendous challenges that were about him being faced with the light in his body and his spirit and his soul being under assault. And we want to see that this satchel incident, and we want to see that his life and that his identity and everything that he's learning from this be that he, just like Bob was talking about, all of his light, all of his health, all of his most valuable spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical assets, like Bob was doing with reeling his heart back. He's reeling back all of his light in Christ. He's so grounded, saturated, strengthened, filled, protected, whole, strong, and no longer fragmented that he's literally in this magnetic, powerful light of Christ that is like calling back everything that is his. He owns it. He's in his greatest strength. He's in his greatest power. He's surrounded and protected. He's an invincible force field, a magnetic field of wholeness, of strength, and of pure Christ light, love, wisdom, and power. And we surround this in the light of Christ. We stabilize it in the light of Christ. And we see this prayer increasing in its power with every breath that he takes as a practice. Every breath brings back more of his wholeness, his power, so he's fully restored to his own glory in Christ, and we say amen.
Okay. Thank you, Sue.
Now,
I have another suggestion, Sue. Mm-hmm. Instead of using Pastor Scott's email, I would like for Bob to come up with a third-party email at Gmail, some kind of email at Gmail while Sue's segment is going on. Get it, make sure it works, and we will use that third party email as a way to have people send what they would like to do in the way of anybody that would like to donate.
And how does that work? Who's going to be watching that third party email?
Well, Bob will send it to Pastor Scott, and it will become an additional email for this purpose only.
I see. Okay.
And then Pastor Scott will get it and use it. And maybe Bob can email a username and a password to Pastor Scott. What do you think of that idea?
I can do something like that. I couldn't do it tonight. Because it's It's a little tricky. So what I would rather do is get the assistance of my IT department tomorrow to make sure it's done.
Right.
Since it's not.
Well, the benefit, Bob, is we're trying to get this out tonight during the call. That's the object of trying to get an email out to, you know, everybody in Big Call Universe.
Yeah. So it's hard to do because
it's probably our last call.
Yeah. So it's hard to do because they're, you know, emails are like trademarks, right? You can't just pick an email. You have to go in and search it and then and then implement it. So I will see what I can do. But I will think of some other way because, see, we have, since people are listening, Bruce, and we have a web and we have a website, right? BigCallUniverse.com. People can go on to BigCallUniverse.com and we'll put some notes there on the home page.
Okay.
We'll guide so when people go to get the replay, they'll see it. And enough people will see it, many thousands will see it. And for the people that are listening tonight, we can tell them to be sure and go tomorrow in the afternoon to see the website, and the website will guide them at that point.
Okay. All right.
Okay, that works. That works. That way we're protecting posture. Okay, that's good. Okay. Okay, good. Good. I hope you hear it, Pastor Scott.
Yeah,
and we can
listening,
understand
I'm
why
sure.
you're not sleeping.
Good night formula on the way. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
I wish I could be of more help, but, you know, that's good. I'm glad we've worked out a solution. Bob, that sounds
okay,
good.
Okay, we're on to the next. Prayers for
next prayer request.
Samuel Mays. My name is Samuel Mays, and I've been a faithful listener to the live broadcast since its inception. Many years ago, my letter is for prayers for myself. I have prostate cancer and some internal issues. I'm asking for prayers as my finances are limited and I'm in desperate need. I'm waiting for my call, as others are, to redeem my Zim and other currency soon. I hope that our day comes soon. I hope and pray that Bruce, Bob, Sue, and the others are well and look forward to helping the world. Much love and respect to you all, and I look forward to your reply. That's beautiful, Samuel. So let's everyone just clear their mind and put their attention and their hand on their heart and realize the power and the purity and the glory of Christ in you. And let's call on Christ to surround Samuel and create a beautiful portal, a portal that leads him directly to all the resources, to the healing of Christ, to the walking into the med beds in 5 days, to everything that he needs to know that we really are here, finally, at last, and that all the resources, everything that almost an avalanche of non-toxic, pure healing resources are made aware to him instantly, and that he walks next into the med beds and this cancer diagnosis and his concern about, you know, receiving the 800 numbers, all of that is dissolved, and he's brought to perfect knowing and perfect wise action so that he can be completely healed, that he is completely healed, and to follow the light of Christ on what to do. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
And let's see. Prayers of full recovery. I've got to find genies. Okay, here we go. Genie, National Concussion Awareness Day, Friday, 9/2024. Learn and educate others on how non-visible physical injuries can also be Seidel. National Dance Day. Ooh, that's exciting. Saturday, 9/21/24. We brought the music. You bring the moves. World Gratitude Day. Saturday, 9/21/24. World Gratitude Day is the day to start living a life of gratitude. Mm. International Day of Peace. Saturday, 9/21/24. Let there be peace by making the world a better and more sustainable place for all. The September equinox. By the way, I have that exact time. Sunday, the 22nd at 8:43 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
We go half dark, half light. That's the time of balance. The September equinox is an important astronomical event with different meanings around the world. First day of autumn, Sunday, 9/22, the cool air of autumn approaches. Welcome a season that needs warm clothing and hearty meals. The first day of fall this year will be Sunday at 7, at September 22nd. And the fall equinox officially begins at 8:44, I have 8:43 a.m. Go with your gut day, Monday the 23rd. It's time for that health check to go with your gut. Heavenly Father, today the Big Call family is praying together for Bruce's health and eyesight, Pastor Scott's satchel being returned to him, and more. Bruce's friend Tom for his health and God's healing. All the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests, especially health, Pastor Scott's health and positive recuperation from everything. That's what we're going to say. Faith, hope, and patience for this RB 800 number for our B group, med beds, debt forgiveness jubilee, R&R, and Social Security. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed weekend. Stay safe and healthy. We pray through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Mm. Now, thank you, Jeannie.
Are you going to want to do one more prayer for Tom?
Yes, I am, honey. I sure am, Sue.
Okay.
I'd like to, because we didn't have quite the reach on Tuesday's call with 5 million international listeners, I'd like to get to a larger audience if we have more like 18 or 19 million like we had a week ago. And so I'm going to bring up my friend Tom again, who had a stroke a week ago this morning. So a week ago this morning, he had a stroke. I didn't find out about it until Sunday afternoon. And then I went to visit him in the hospital this past Monday. And I'm making an attempt to also visit him tomorrow after lunch. So I've got that planned, and that's in the planning. So that's really good. This caught everybody by surprise. Don't really have a clear explanation of why, but I know they gave him a lot of saline solution in his blood, in his veins, and they are saying, well, they want to move him to a new room, get him out of ICU, but they can't do it because his sodium level is still high. Well, of course it's high. They've been pumping saline solution into him for God knows how long. So, yeah, I'm looking for everybody, and I've already contacted three people with prayer chains and churches, including my own, to pray for Tom, and I'm just looking for people that are in Big Call Universe to pray for him and lift him up and believe for his complete and total restoration of his health and bring him back into the land of the living. He is alive, and he's he's coherent enough to speak in very slow and soft voice, and I am believing for him to make a full recovery. And I'd like for anybody of faith to believe along with me, come alongside, and believe for that. And if you have a church or a prayer chain at your church, please add Tom to that list as a personal favor to me. All right, because he is my friend and friends of, I'm sure, a lot of people in this area of the country where I live. All right, thank you, Sue. I just wanted to get that out again.
Perfect, Bruce.
Thank you. And Jeannie, thank you for your request. It was really good. And thank you for mentioning Tom in your prayer request. Thank you. Sue?
Yes.
I think that, is that all we have for prayer request tonight?
Yep. That's it.
Okay.
So, Bruce.
Pastors. Yes, Bob, go ahead.
Bruce. So while you were talking, I actually was able to get something set up.
Wow.
I gave it a shot, and it worked. So I have an email that was set up just for this. It's a Gmail account.
Yeah.
And I have the password for logging into it that I'll pass on to you, and that he can change it. Pastor Scott can just change it, so he's the only one that has it. And the email is Zim, Pastor Scott, with two T's, @gmail.com.
Okay, that's the email. Zim, Z-I-M, Pastor Scott, with two T's, @gmail.com. @gmail.com. Okay, good. Thank you, Bob, for setting that up. Pastor Scott, that is your new Zim contribution email. D-I-M, Zim, all lowercase, right, Bob?
Yep.
Zim, Pastor Scott, @gmail.com.
There you go. And Sue, I'll send you the password so you can share it with him.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you.
Excellent, Bob. I thought you could pull that off, and you did beautifully. And we got it out on the big call. Excellent. And do you want to still put it on the front page of the website, Bob?
Yeah. We'll work on that tomorrow.
On bigcalluniverse.com. Okay, it'll go on there tomorrow. Excellent. Okay, that's a solution. And obviously, we're still praying for the recovery of the black satchel. And it just makes our hearts sink whenever we hear of something like that. And I'm hoping it just gets returned to you and you get it soon. Really good. But in the meantime, this is a really good plan. Thank you, Bob, for putting that together. Sue, for you suggesting alternative ways, and that's really important. So Sue, now we're at the point where I'm really looking to see what you would like to bring to us tonight and what opportunities we would have to participate in them.
Well, I'm going to talk about something I don't think a lot of people may be aware of, but how they can basically line their life, and especially their future life, with higher ways of thinking and really satisfy that hunger for Christ and for God, which I'm going to say is the new chocolate. I'm going to say your hunger for God is really the thing that, you know, is really what people are hungering for. It's not food. It's not any of the typical process or other addictions. It's the hunger for God's love.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is something that becomes very difficult to overcome. And that is that you're thinking 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day. And those thoughts become habits and patterns and what we call in the brain science world neural grooves. And if you don't know how to change that, and if you don't know how to get into the deeper patterns and the deeper grooves that are just, they're just, your brain is wired to just keep doing the same old thing, because that's the way your brain has been set up. It's an efficiency machine. But there's this new understanding, and it's called quantum neurobiology and quantum neuroscience. And I think everybody heard me mention this on Tuesday, but one of the members of my leadership group said, "Did you see this, Sue?" And it was all about regulating your brain waves, which was going to be introduced with the med beds. Like, that's part of very advanced healing technology. So I want to let you know that if you were serious about reducing your stress and you wanted to fill your thoughts with love and grace and move into this next phase of your life, so you moved out of, and this is the really important part, you moved out of survival. So you're going to have all this money. You're going to be surrounded with people that are adapting to having a lot of money. Your brain, nervous system may or may not, depends on who you are, may feel like, oh, wow, this is all really new. And that's a very exciting opportunity in a neuroplastic point of view. It's called a critical phase in neuroplasticity. And it means right when, you know, things are going to be changing and moving a lot, is a great opportunity for you to reset your habits of thinking, to raise your standards on what you can have and experience beyond what you've known. So most people have known stress and scarcity and lack of love, lack of finances, lack of health, lack of time, but most importantly, lack of divine self. Lack of really knowing your divinity and your truth. And so we created the Golden Wisdom Bundle as the only training in the world for humanitarians with a neuroplasticity in Christ brainwave meditation as the foundation for the training. And what that's going to do, if you were to invest in that, is it's going to get you so that your identity gets rewired to a higher place. What you're contemplating, who you're contemplating, seeing yourself as a wise steward gets rewired to a higher place. Seeing yourself walking around and being with new people that may be at a level that you've never been with before, that gets rewired into a higher and new place. And most importantly, the regulation of your emotions gets rewired into joy, into clarity, into confidence, and into wisdom. Your emotions act as like the most important amplifier of rewiring who you are. Because if you don't have your emotions on board, you're kind of going in two different directions. And that's the reason why we created this move from habitual, survival-based living and created the Golden Wisdom Bundle. So you would be taken through for a year. There are 20 different classes in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And they're going to show you all of the most important transitions, what you need to do, how you could choose to feel, and how you could see yourself immersed. It's an immersion. It's an immersion in your future. And what it's going to teach you is, as you listen to the meditation, as you go through the class and you're hearing these people and they're all around you and they're happy and they're learning, you're not going to feel isolated. You're going to get immersed. You're going to have the training be contemplative. So it's not like hammering information down your throat. It's very engaging, but it's paced and it's rhythmic. And you'll be able to be with somebody that you can trust, who's a peer, who's been doing this for a few years, like maybe 3 decades, and kind of knows her way. And almost a decade with the big call. Decade, that's crazy. Right. Almost a decade. That's crazy. So do you think there's a little bit of commitment with all of us, the leaders on this call? There's a little bit of commitment and devotion that's in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. So, if you're interested in bypassing some of the survival stresses, and you want to be eating the food you need is not food. The food you need is wisdom and knowledge and light and love. That's going to be the new food. The new food, if you're eating the right thoughts, if you're taking in and immersing yourself in environments that support your whole being, that means your spirit, your mind, your body, your whole being, your emotions, your intellect, that's what's on the Golden Wisdom Bundle. So if you'd like it, and you want to nourish yourself as you're going through this transition, and you want to make it your practice to deepen in what's going to ground you into your highest and best new identity and skills, please send us an email to Integrated Minds, that's integrated minds, at hushmail.com. And just put Golden Wisdom 300, $300. It's a $550 value. Most trainings like this, and there isn't really any training because they don't have the brainwave component that helps you to learn and accelerate. Because what do we have to do? We can't take our time on this. You're gonna go slowly, but you need to accumulate the wisdom that you need to make the decisions ASAP. Most trainings like this are at an intellectual only level, not at a spiritual, holistic level, and they cost anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000. This costs $300. All you need to put is your name, your telephone number, and that you're up for getting Cash App. To get Cash App, all you have to do is call their customer service number. They pick up in 30 seconds. They're the best customer service I've ever seen. So super, super easy. Cash App, telephone number, name, and we'll get that out to you. As long as, I think you have about a day. Listen to Bruce's email. I think you have about a day. We have a day because I'm doing this with you. So that's number one. And then, just in case, as backup, we are going to launch a new course. And this is really, Bob, you're going to like this. A gentleman by the name of Simon Sinek, S-I-N-E-K, is doing a circuit pre-promoting a new book that he's working on. And he was the person that came out with the book, Why. He's a big global leadership thought expert. And his number one, he said, we're talking about our bodies, we're talking about, you know, our families, we're talking about everything. But the number one thing that keeps us healthy is our friendships, our deep social connections. And let me show you what he found out. He said the top study for addiction showed putting a rat in a cage with water and then like this laced, drugged water. When the rat was alone, he took a sip of the water, but when he tasted that drug water, he went bananas on the drug water. All he wanted to do was have the drug water. Then they did the same study, I guess, like many years later, and they put many rats in this same space, but they could play, they could mate, they could do all the things that rats socially could do, and the rats had the water and the drug water, and they only went for the drug water like once, because they were so connected and so in affiliation and bonding and socially connected, they didn't want the things that were toxic to them. So there's a reason that we have so much distraction, technology. That's been weaponized so that you would go for toxic behaviors, eating too much, drinking too much, working too much, you know all those behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
We're launching a class on Monday. Hold on, let me look at my calendar. I didn't do that part. We're launching a class on Monday, this coming Monday, which would be the 23rd, the 25th, and the 27th. And you want to hear the title?
Sure.
At One Ment, Building the Deepest, Most Meaningful Friendships and Heart Partners of Your Life. At One Ment. That's all you need to do. Send us an email if you'd like to join that. And here's the thing. I created this, and when I saw this, I thought, I've heard in my own leadership group how much they love being in that group because they have this deep safety and deep connection and deep purpose. And like nobody has ever felt or experienced what they feel in that group. This is the thing. If you are sitting there and went, oh, God, I wish I had a really good friend who really knew what I was about or knew what I loved, or I could be really deep and really share all of myself and be have really nourishing, like the best friend, the best partners of my life, this is the training you want to come to. And if you don't have that in your life, it has repercussions. We're not talking about having tons of friends that are acquaintances. We're talking about meaningful heart, like, God, ride or die. People that know you, that know your heart, that is what's going to change society. So much so that one of the top leaders in the world is going to be writing a book. And I have done the research with a partner of mine to give you some of the answers to onboard and create that, especially with our brainwave meditations and the structure that we're going to give you. So if you want to create at one moment, if you want to have like the most radiant friendships, the most radiant living people seeing your light, you seeing their light, please send us an email and just put integratedminds@hushmail.com and just say at one mint. The cost is $150 for the three classes. I don't know if we're going to get there, but at least you heard that getting serious, and this is what you would learn, getting committed is what I'll say. Getting committed and joyful about the great new deep friendships you're going to have, that's the reason why you want to come to this class.
Yeah.
And that's what I have to say for tonight, Bruce and Bob.
Well, thank you, Sue. Thank you very much for that new class option at one mint.
At one mint.
And, yep. And, yeah, it's going to be good if we get there. If we get there. And that's always the question, isn't it? So, send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and then just say, I'm in. If you're in for the class, I'm in. And thank you, Sue. Really good. I think that's great. Well, Bob, you created a great plan for Pastor Scott. Thank you for doing that. And I will mention that along in my Intel segment. And I'll also mention what Sue is suggesting for the class and for the Golden Bundle 300. Yep, I'll mention that again, Sue, in the Intel wrap-up. So, Bob, here we are, almost to the first real day of fall, which starts Sunday morning with the, the summer solstice or the winter? It's the fall equinox, I believe. Yeah.
There you go.
And
sounds good.
Didn't we have a full moon or some kind of a
2 days
lunar
ago
eclipse?
Was the full moon.
Okay.
Just the full
Did
moon
we have a
2 days
eclipse
ago.
Last night. Yeah. 2 days ago on the full moon, and it seemed like there was a lunar eclipse or something also. At least I heard about it. I didn't obviously see it. But, Bob, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on around us now. So tell us what's happening. If you have any new testimonials, that's obviously always something of interest to me and to Big Call Universe, and anything else you want to bring to our attention.
Yeah, sure. And just before we start, Sue, I sent you that email. You should be set to go. And Bruce, you know, we do still have our sale going on for our super immune bundle for fall.
Great.
And
okay.
There's four different items. You can buy them individually and get them on sale. If you just want a couple of them and not all four, they're 25% off right now. And if you want to get the whole bundle, it's 30% off, so you can save even more. You can save $47 if you get that full bundle.
Mm. Great deal. Yeah, 30%
and,
if you buy all four.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I do have some testimonials, Bruce. I'm not going to read all of them because it's already 10 past 10.
Okay.
I'm just going to do a few, but excuse me. There's a bunch of really good ones here. So this is one that just came in about Myotrol. And I have to tell you, Bruce, other than the Goodnight formula, we've never had a rush of testimonials like this before.
Oh, yeah?
We've had with Myotrol. You know, they just keep pouring in every day. There's more and more. This one came yesterday and said, before Myotrol, I could do my stationary bike for 1 hour and burn 400 calories. Now I can go over an hour and burn 700 calories.
Huh.
I can just keep on going. Also, when I use my water rowing machine, before Myotrol, I could barely do 5 minutes, and now I can row for 30 minutes.
Wow,
also, with my road bike, I can ride for 11 miles. Thank you for a wonderful product. And this is, I mean, that's amazing to me.
Yeah.
To make that much improvement quickly. Yeah. So here's one about our combo of Boomer Boost and Barley. I always look forward to my order. I feel younger than my age, which is the middle 80s.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. Here's one on Good Night Formula. It works. After years of trying many things, the Good Night Formula works. We hear that one a lot.
Yeah, it sure does. Yep, take it every night. Wow, Bob, that's terrific.
Here's another one about Myotrol. I'm 80 years old, and I'm currently gaining strength. I've gained strength in all my exercises, especially my leg press. I'm currently doing 25 reps twice at 400 pounds, a total of 20,000 pounds. Not bad for this old 101st Airborne paratrooper with two full knee replacements and a recent torn Achilles tendon. Great product. Oh, very, very satisfied.
Wow. So he's a what airborne? What airborne was it, Bob?
101st.
101st Airborne paratrooper.
Yeah.
God. Thank you for your sacrifice there, General. That's really terrific, man. That's awesome. I can't believe.
Well,
Bob, he does 25
repetitions with 400 pounds, and he does it twice.
400 pounds twice. Ave Maria, I got it wrong. I think that's amazing. Congratulations, sir. That's amazing. We're honoring you for that and your help and service and sacrifice to our country. Awesome.
Absolutely. That's the end of the testimonials and my report for tonight, Bruce. I just so happy to see it. I can't wait. Like every time after the big call, the next day, I contact the inventor, Eric Kurtz, to tell him about the new testimonials. Because, you know, when he invented this product, he knew from his computer systems and his, you know, research in the laboratory that it should work really well. And when he tried it with himself first, you know, over a year ago, it did work really well. Then he had other people try it and more people. But this is the first time it's been rolled out in a professional way in regard to the distribution of it, you know. And to have a formal system for testimonials. So this is really his first data that he's getting that's formalized. And it's many, many, many people. Right, we're getting close to 1,000 people now that are taking Myotrol.
That's fantastic.
It's, really fortunate to be able to give him this feedback, and I'm sure he's going to be quite inspired by these testimonials tonight.
I think
you know,
should be.
Tomorrow's Friday, and Fridays can be busy, and Stephanie's on by herself tomorrow. Lucy will be back on Monday. So if you don't get through, if you need to talk to someone, you don't get through to Stephanie, don't be too upset. Just make sure you leave a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Yeah. All right. Sounds like a plan. Also, to learn more about Myotrol and all the other Boomer's products, go to bigcalluniverse.com. When you get on my landing page, you'll see the banner at the top that says Boomer's. You click on it, it's a direct link into Bob's website. Go in that way, and you'll find that you can pull down the products, drop-down menu, and then you can also look at products on sale, or not, and then read about Myotrol. And I guess the best way to buy Myotrol 10% off is to sign up for a subscription service for it, right, Bob, and any other products that you like to take on a monthly basis. So that would be one way to save a little bit on it. And obviously the new bundle of products is really a super buy by getting those together, saving $46 for all four products together. That does not include Myotrol. Bob, the four products again would be lignans.
First one is the lignans, and secondly is the magnesium with zinc.
Right.
The next one is vitamin C, and the next one is olive leaf extract.
Olive leaf extract. All good products to help keep your immune system strong. Very good.
Yeah.
Excellent. And the toll-free number to call is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. That's Eastern Daylight Time for another week or so, or longer, really. Yeah. So take advantage of that. Take advantage of the sales. And then be patient, because Stephanie's going solo tomorrow. She's really good, and she'll knock it out and get back to you really quickly. So if you call in, just realize you'll leave your name and phone number, and Stephanie will give you a call as soon as she can back. Otherwise, go online and put your order in online with no hesitation. Okay. Anything else, Bob?
No, that's it, Bruce. It is 10:19 on the day of 9:19.
Good. Okay. 10:19. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's 9:19 Central Time where I am. So that works.
There you go. So it's 9:19 on 9:19.
Exactly. Central Time. That's right. All right. So look, here's where we are in the way of intel tonight. We are definitely shooting at a moving target, because we thought we would be there by yesterday, and we had intended to be, but we weren't, and we didn't really hear why we didn't go yesterday. But let's get into where we are and when it's going to happen. First of all, the next 7 days, and I think this is going to start over the weekend, so it might not be tomorrow, it could start Saturday, but the next 7 days, it was phrased, which I think would take us to the end of the month, are for Nisara to be out. And we're looking for like two major parts of Nisara that could be debt forgiveness. It could be the wiping out of mortgage debt, or it could be credit card debt, or both. I think that's a lot of it. Restitution, reclamation allowance. That is something that will be there when we exchange. If you're a ZIM holder or a currency holder, it should be in your Quantum account. So as you set up your Quantum account and get your Quantum card together, you should see it in that account already when you go in for your exchange. If you're not exchanging, then you should probably have it. You should have it direct deposited to your bank account. And that's how it's been designed to go. And they have your account numbers. They know everybody's bank accounts, and they know about you. That's why the KYC, the Know Your Customer stuff, when you go in for your appointment, is going to be a lot simpler, because they know who we are, especially ZIM holders. They know who all the ZIM holders are, unless you were donated ZIM, and then they don't really know. But they'll find out right away when you go in for your appointment. And by the way, you need to have, if you can, two forms of picture ID. Passport is great. Driver's license is good. Government ID works. Student ID works. All of those will work to show who you are. So you go in with that and present that when asked for it. You'll need a one utility bill. Could be a cell phone bill or a gas or electric bill for the house. That helps them to determine where you live, and they see your address, and that confirms what they know about you. And let's see, once we go beyond that, it's just a matter of having somebody there to count and verify your currency on the De La Rue machine. They'll be operating that. One or two people will help. And you'll also have, pretty soon, you'll go in and have the, you will have an opportunity to have your account set up, your quantum account, your bank account with Wells, call it a primary account, that'll be set up, or a master account, that'll be set up. You'll get a credit debit card from Wells, and you'll go ahead and you'll go ahead and be able to move funds from your quantum account into your Wells account, and then you'd have it on the credit debit card. It'd be there, so you'd have access to it basically the same day you go in for your exchange. Now, obviously, ZIM holders have a lot because of the value of the ZIM. You're just going to move a certain amount that you need to use for the first 30 to 60 days, and you can come back and use your quantum account to put more money into your Wells primary account, I'm calling it, and you can do all that. That's something you'll be able to do actually on your own. But, yeah, you'll be able to do that on your own computer or on the Q phone that you're supposed to get at the end of your appointment. Remember, this is what you need to set up your quantum account with a quantum card, which is three times thicker than a normal credit card, and it has three chips in it, and it's only designed not to buy anything on, but just to move money from the quantum account into your Wells Fargo bank account. Now, you can tie two other accounts, as I understand, two other banks to that so that you can move money into one bank, two banks, or three banks. Okay? So that's really cool the way that's set up. The five things, at least, you need a biometric fingerprint or thumbprint, and that'll be stored in your quantum account, in your quantum card, rather. You'll need a username and password for the account. You need a five-digit PIN number, which is your personal identification number, your PIN, and you need also an email account, a brand new email. A brand new one, and then, of course, you're going to have to come up with a password to get into that, username and password to get into that Gmail account or whatever account it is. And I think that's it. So you'll get all that done, and then you'll be all set to go from that point. Of course, you have 3 to 5 minutes probably to do a quick presentation on your projects. And that's important to get that out and do that, make that clear so they know what you're intending to do as a ZIM holder. And also, if you are in medical need, if you've got a problem and you want to get in the bed right away, if you're in dire need, you let them know that, and they should know right away whether you're being honest with them about that and you want to... you can get in there pretty quickly. Most everybody as a ZIM holder will get in 5 or 6 days from the day that you exchange. And that's really awesome. Let's see what else we've got. Timing on this. What we've heard is that we're looking to get started. Since we did not go today, what we heard this morning at 4 a.m. in the morning was that we would get our toll-free numbers, our notification emails from Wells Fargo in 24 to 36 hours. Now, 24 hours from 4 a.m. this morning on Thursday is 4 a.m. in the morning on Friday, all the way up to 4 p.m. on Friday. So 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday is what we're looking at for getting our notifications. Now, other sources have told us that we would be notified tomorrow and we would start our exchanges on the weekend. And that, to me, is Saturday and or Sunday we should start exchanges. And I think that's great. And yes, the Redemption Center, if they're open on Saturday, they will be open on Sunday. Okay? And then that takes you all the way through the from that point on through the rest of the month. No problem. Now, here's another idea that I had, is that I believe if we are trying to get all of this done by the end of September, which I believe they are, then we are looking at finishing up the fiscal, F-I-S-C-A-L, the fiscal year, which this is the last of the fiscal year for the exchanges to be done, for Nisara to be announced and started, for R&R to come out, for Social Security increases to hit in this month of September. Now, if you've got, you already had Wednesday, three Wednesdays as of yesterday, and there was no increase in social for those Wednesdays. My understanding is that increase will come before the last day or by the last day of the month as a separate payment to you in the normal bank account where you get your Social Security. So keep an eye on this. We've been promised this for months. Let's see if it actually happens during this month. And they get it in this fiscal year. I think the new Restored Republic fiscal year will start September 1. But our understanding is all of this stuff we've talked about will still happen in this month of September. All right, let's see if there's anything else that I wanted to bring out. I think that really is everything. I want to say two things. One, if you hadn't heard earlier, my friend Tom had experienced a stroke a week ago early this morning, and I need prayer for him. Thank you for praying for him, and also thank you for sending information if you have a church or you're in a church and it has a prayer chain. If you'll please lift Tom up in the prayer chain, it would be great. It'd be really good to lift him up. He had a stroke. I'm going to go see him again tomorrow, and we'll see how he's doing and see if there's a better report. So, you know, it's always tough on a stroke, and Pastor Scott knows because he's had so many. And we're continuing to believe for Pastor Scott's complete and total restoration as well. Speaking of Pastor Scott, we've set up an email. Bob set it up for him so that, see, he lost or somebody stole his, I think somebody stole his black satchel that had his currency, which was primarily Zim, in it. And we want to try to restore him and make it completely voluntary. But if anyone can donate Zim to our Pastor Scott, who's been faithful for many years now of being on the big call and sending praise reports for years now, this is a time he's reached out to us today to see if we can help him out in this area. Now, what Bob has done is set up a brand new email for him tonight. And Sue will pass on the password to him, which he could obviously change. But this is a way that you would say, yes, Pastor Scott, I'm willing to donate some Zim to you, a 10T, a 50T, whatever, a 50 million, a 50 billion note, whatever. Whatever you've got, it would be great. If you have excess, please send it on to Pastor Scott. Now, you want to communicate what you have to him in the email, and then he can figure out how to get in touch with you. And you might actually put your phone number in the email. So it's not just your email that you're sending it from, but maybe your phone number, and he can contact you. And that email to contact him for this purpose, brand new email, only to be used for this, is Zim, Z-I-M, Pastor, at P-A-S-T-O-R, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at gmail.com. Zim, Pastor, Scott, at gmail.com. All right? So everybody that is willing to contribute a little bit to him, I'm sure it would be most appreciated. We've obviously prayed for the satchel to be returned, and that's very possible that he is able to recover it, and supernaturally that happens. But this is a way to bless him and get him some Zim so that he'll have something to exchange. The other thing is, I want to lift up, I mentioned my friend, okay, I mentioned Tom, so you guys have that, but I want to also mention that Sue has two things going on right now. A brand new class that would start Monday and go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 23rd, 25th, 27th of September. And that starts Monday at 7:25 p.m. And I would recommend that if you're interested in this new class, you send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Just let her know for the new class I'm in. Now, the other thing is, for perhaps very little time left, the Golden Bundle 300 is available for a limited time until these numbers come out. So jump on the phone, jump on the email tonight, and send her an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and let her know, yes, I would like the Golden Bundle 300. Put that in the subject line, Golden Bundle 300. It's $300 with a $550 value, 24 classes, and that you'd like to go ahead, did I say that right? 20 classes, and you can listen to them because they are recordings that will come to you by email. You can listen to those at your leisure and pleasure. Okay? So do that, and you've got the address, you've got the subject line, and you're all set as far as that goes. You have to use Cash App, Cash App, Cash App, to send Sue the money for this. And it's going to be some of the very best investment you've ever made in getting ready for this RV and your life, everything that's coming afterwards. So do it. Highly recommended. You've heard some testimonials about it. It's highly recommended. So that's what you want to do. If you're into what Sue is going to be teaching in the new class, and let's see, what is the new class called?
At One Ment.
That's right. At One Ment. Yeah. One Ment. M-E-N-T. At One Ment.
It's about the deepest and best relationships and friendships of your life.
There you go. That's right. That's good, Sue. Thank you for prompting me on that. At One Ment. All right. Well, I think that's about everything I wanted to share tonight. So I'm going to pray us out and say we're looking for notifications tomorrow. We're looking to exchange over the weekend, which could be Saturday or Sunday or both. But let's pray the call out and take it from there. And thanks, everybody, for listening I don't know if this is the last call, but it should be. So we'll see what happens. Thanks, everybody, for participating on the big call by listening over the last 13 years. Thank you for backing us up, being there in faith. And I just am so pleased that we've been able to get this call out every Tuesday and Thursday night for 13 years. So, and by the way, just a little mention. Thank you, Judy, for standing up for me and responding to somebody that had said something negative about me in the big call. So I don't normally call out that or do shout-outs like Sue does every call, but this is my shout-out to Judy. Thank you, Judy, for backing me up. Appreciate that. Lord God, we just thank you so much that you are in full control of this situation. You know what's going on. And you've also called us on the big call to do great and mighty things. And those are primarily related to the projects that we're going to do. So we're excited about that and looking forward to taking this to humanity at large and bringing up the playing field, leveling it out for everybody, not only here in the U.S., but around the globe. We thank you that we have opportunities, tremendous opportunities, that we're going to look into and get, and we're excited about it. So thank you for Pastor Scott, for Sue, for Bob, for Jeannie and her faithful faithful time that she's put in to help us with her texts and her posts to the big call and her emails. And thank you so much for everything that you've done in our lives. And we just pray for Tom that he would be completely healed and restored from the stroke and that he would come out of it and have everything back fully restored in his life and health. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, guys, that's it for tonight. I'm going to try to get us out of the recording and get us back in time. Here we go.